What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Aisling.
Let's go.
Oh, Aisling, you won't have to record a podcast bit for 2 weeks.
You won't have to do anything for 2 weeks. What are your plans for Mexico?
Oh, do you not know?
No.
You actually want to know?
I do want to know.
Okay, so.
Boring. Boring.
So boring.
So, tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up at 7:30. No, I'm joking. I am going to wake up at 7:30, though.
What are you doing in Mexico?
Okay, so I land in Cancun, and then we're after a 14-hour layover in Miami, and then we're immediately
14 hours in Miami? You're going to do something in Miami?
We're staying in a hotel because it's overnight.
Okay, cool.
But just like an airport hotel. But we might dip into the city if we have a bit of energy, because I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, Miami, have you been?
Yes, actually.
Oh, well then.
When I was like a kid, kind of.
Say hello to Vin Diesel for me. No, not Vin Diesel. What's his name? Is it Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
It is Vin Diesel. Yeah, say hello to Vin Diesel for me.
Anyway, sorry, I've told this all terribly, but then I land in Cancun on Sunday.
And you're not saying Cancun because you're too cool for Cancun.
I actually will. Well, we'll get there. We're immediately getting on like a 3-hour bus, and then we're getting on a ferry, and then we're going onto an island, which is
potentially...
You're getting
on a Mexican bus.
I know.
Oh my God. You got on an American bus and it was awful.
I know. A Mexican bus will be interesting. But I think it seems like a legit bus company. And we're spending 4 nights on this island, which may be completely flooded after the hurricanes.
Nice.
We'll see. And then we're doing 1 night in Cancun. Just kind of because we have to fly the next day. So then we fly to a city called...
I'm just going to Cancun because I needed to get out of there.
Guys, why are you so precious about Cancun?
What?
I would kill to go to Cancun.
Is Cancun real like...
Apparently it's like America.
Is it like generic or something?
That's just what I've heard. Okay. Cancun may as well be America.
Isn't that like where they
trying
do like
to experience Mexico?
Spring break.
Yeah. Like it's just resorts and stuff.
I remember
no Jordy
Shore
that.
Went to Cancun for
did
spring
they?
Break. Yeah.
Oh my God, it looks so beautiful.
Look, anyway. They did the wet t-shirt contest.
So typical you're only doing 4 days of relaxation, then you're trekking around cities for the next week and a half.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why do you do this yourself?
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Tell him to chill the fuck out.
Yeah,
no,
honestly.
It's all me.
Oh, Aisling.
Alex would much rather chill the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah, probably, but it's grand. We're going to Oaxaca, which is another city meant to be really good for food, and Mezcal. It's like the home of Mezcal, which is like
home
tequila. Home of Paul Mezcal, yeah. And then we're getting a 7-hour bus from Oaxaca to Mexico City.
That sounds like
what's wrong with
grim.
You?
And then we're doing 5 nights in Mexico City, and then we're going to get to see Dia de los Muertos, and we might take a hot air balloon ride.
Seriously, you genuinely, I'm sorry, you have no idea how to have a holiday.
Like, no, you're terrible.
I'm never
going on holidays with
go
you.
Go to fucking Tenerife.
It sounds like so
4 days on the island. Lovely.
You're travelling to the other side of the world for 4 days of chill out, and then you're going through hell for the rest
of
it.
Lie in a park.
I think you will have a fantastic time, but I think you'll come back wrecked.
I know.
As per.
Yeah, I think
but
I will.
To be fair, at least if she was relaxing, she wouldn't have many stories to tell us when she comes back.
True.
That's it. I won't have any opportunities to get mugged and talk about
it
on the show.
You're doing it for us.
Oh, exactly.
Have you finished the Sally Rooney book before you go?
I haven't. I really wanted to finish the book that I'm reading, which is the new Sally Rooney.
Finish it on one of them 17-hour bus rides.
She doesn't want to bring it extra.
I don't want to bring a half a book. It's the problem. Like, I want to bring like a full book.
Take a photo of each page that you haven't finished with.
You have 200 pages.
Have a great time, Anna.
Thank
good luck.
You.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Body charge.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Good morning.
Oh, thank God for that. Let's do it.
Yeah,
come on.
To the F. It's Friday.
Thank God for that.
That was slow, wasn't it?
I did think so.
Oh,
I did think so.
This week, drag the arse out of it now.
Next weekend... No, yeah, next weekend's a bank holiday.
You see, you're not even up to speed.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter, I'm not here.
Yeah. You'd normally know exactly what's going on with bank holidays.
Yeah.
The 21st is not, the 28th is a bank holiday, so in 2 weeks. So
yeah, so Monday week.
Yeah, Monday
so
week.
So next weekend we're looking into a bank holiday weekend, yeah.
Sure, that's lovely for you guys,
not
isn't it?
Bad
if you were left at home.
Yeah, while this girl goes off to Mexico for 2 weeks, do you mind? Do you mind?
She obviously doesn't.
She was like, I promise I won't be smug about it today, but it's just impossible. Just, you know that feeling when you walk in, you're like, oh my God, the last day for 2 weeks.
You're such a bitch.
You're actually the worst.
So you're going to an island off Cancun because is Cancun a bit too well known for you with that?
Yeah, Cancun is just a bit too commercial,
a bit too touristy.
Cancun.
I said it like a cocoon.
Mexico.
Cancun. Yeah, we're going to an island and then we're going to a couple of cities. We're doing a little bit of both.
Yeah, of course.
You
know,
are you going to Tijuana?
No, we're not going to.
Not your vibe, no?
No.
Too commercial.
Again,
I'd say.
A bit too commercial. Music
now. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. Really shortly on the show, we'll fill you in on how you can get yourself to a massive gig featuring loads of your favourite artists in Manchester next month. Hits Radio Live. We'll give you those details soon.
First, though, this has been taking over my FYP for the last couple of weeks. I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's called the Hear Me Out cake. Have you heard about the Hear Me Out cake?
No.
Okay, this is a new trend on TikTok that
people
are doing.
And explain for the people who aren't as chronically online as you.
Right, so it's basically, do you remember back in the day you might have a list of people that you were allowed to get with that you'd agree with your partner? So I remember in Friends and Ross laminates his list. Do you know what I mean? And he's like, these are some celebrities and whatever. And then that celebrity walks in and he's like, I can't talk to her. Okay, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's that kind of weird list of things that, like, both couples are like, here's who I would put on my list.
If Leonardo DiCaprio walked into your life, you can have a bit of fun there.
Yeah, pretty much. But this kind of version is a little bit different because couples are revealing their strangest attractions.
Okay.
Like, there might be a bit, they wouldn't be typically good looking. Okay. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of them are animated.
Okay.
Why are people so into animated characters?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird.
I get it, but it's just funny.
They're designed to be so sexy.
We want what we can't have.
For a lot of people, we're talking Shrek.
What?
We're talking Simba.
I for God's sake, Shrek is just not hot.
No, so, I completely agree. I don't understand that one.
Simba.
Yeah.
Oh, Simba's lovely.
We're talking Judy Hopps from Zootopia. We're talking the
rabbit, I presume.
Yes, apparently lads are really into rabbits.
Wow, so are girls.
The Navi from Avatar. Frozone is a big one, with the big hit with the ladies. Frozone from The Incredibles. And Elastigirl is big fan of her. So I've come up with a list of my own hear me outs. I expect nothing but acceptance and no judgment whatsoever.
Okay.
And I'd love to know your thoughts, as long as you agree. We start off...
as long as you agree, otherwise...
Yeah.
We start off simple. With Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
Gorgeous, purple dress, the kind of gingery hair.
Yeah.
She's looking well.
And she has that lovely neck scarf that makes her real glam.
Sticking with the same kind of theme, we go to Wilma from the Flintstones.
Dave, you're so typical. This is just like... so basic.
I understand.
Wilma is the OG MILF.
Wilma is hot.
Those pearls, yes, man, yeah, on her neck.
We move to Lois from Family Guy.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm kind of into Lois.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's three in a row with red hair.
I think you need to examine.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that.
What is about this lady that you
she's
like?
She's giving a bit too mammy.
I don't know. She's kind of bossy and I like that.
Oh, wow.
We move, Jesus. Speaking of bossy, Edna Mode. From
she's so small.
The Incredibles, but so am I. And it works. And again, bossy.
You'd be so much taller than her, you'd love that.
Yeah, true, I'd feel like a giant.
And you're just into the glasses here, the bob.
Yeah, Celia from Monsters, Inc.
Oh.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Celia was a hot monster.
Celia was
hot. Let me describe Celia.
Celia was the one that Mike Wazowski was obsessed with, and she had snakes for hair.
And she's got one eye with three gorgeous lashes.
I forgot the lashes.
I thought that would be the main. Forgot that would be the main feature. She has one eye, but I still think a bit of hot. We go to Simba's mam from The Lion King.
Oh yeah.
Her name is Sarabi.
Sarabi. The name alone is so beautiful.
I just think she looks.
She's very well. Fabulous woman.
This is something I do not have for this girl. Disgust from Inside Out. I just think she's a bit of me.
Do you know what?
That's the creepiest one you've picked.
Do you know what?
She saw her, looks like a human.
Well,
there's a lot of there's a lot of similarities between this type.
Yeah, that's true.
Small?
There is no similarity between my last one. I want absolutely no judgment. But Lady from Lady and the Tramp is unreal.
I totally get what you mean. She is a lady.
She is class.
She's gorgeous.
Unreal. She's unreal.
You would like.
You would. You totally would.
Would you actually? Would you?
Yeah, yeah.
You would. She was way out of your man's league, that fella, wasn't she?
Yeah, the Tramp. Oh, he's the Tramp.
Ah, he's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of a bad boy, you know?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to talk about a man with an unusual eating habit this morning.
And David Hammond.
It's not
me.
David Hammond, for once. This man's habit is hospitals. This man, whose name is Omar, is obsessed with eating hospital food. Not so much the food that the patients get, but like the hospital canteens or the hospital cafes and restaurants.
Oh, is that not the food that the patients get?
I actually don't know. I don't know if it's the same kitchen.
No, I would. Are you talking about like independent cafes that would be within a hospital or stuff that's just trolleyed around you?
I think like maybe in the UK, producer Callum could weigh in on this potentially. The NHS has like the like hospital restaurant.
It's like a waiting room. But there's one, I frequent Beaumont Hospital a fair bit, and there's a cafe called like the Boho Cafe. It's a funny name. But it's just like a cafe in the hospital run by the hospital.
Instead of Soho Cafe, it's Boho.
That's
I love
funny.
That.
Beaumont Hospital.
This man has spent 10 grand on hospital dinners.
Oh wow.
To date, yeah. He fell in love with the cuisine, if that's what you call it.
How long has he been eating there? For 10 grand to be spending there?
I think the last couple of years.
Not bad.
He fell in love with it when he was visiting a relative in hospital, I think it was his dad, for a long time. But now he travels around hospitals in different parts of the UK trying out their various different canteens.
I do kind of get it. When I was in hospital, if I've ever stayed for like a couple of nights, you do get so excited about the grub.
I've never stayed in a hospital.
Even though it's kind of muck, you're like, oh, I can't wait for the toast in the morning. I'm so excited.
Is that because it's brought to you?
You're like, here you are. A lady of leisure. It's brought up in front of you on the little thing.
Imagine being like that, where it's like you're going on a first date and he brings you to St. James's. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'd be fuming, wouldn't you?
I remember when the new Pope was elected. I don't know what you'd call it. Years ago. Anyone with me?
Yeah. Pope Francis.
Yeah. All over the telly for days. I was in hospital for a 3-day stint. God, I was glued to it. I'd wake up overnight going, what's going on there now in the Vatican? What's happening now? I'm waiting for me brekkie.
Great times.
Just the best times.
Yeah. Remember, she was mad into the queue and the Queen died. Yes. Watching the queue for hours.
I was, actually.
So this man has had over 700 meals in hospitals and he says you can't beat the quality or the price. He pays generally between £5 and £10 for a meal. He also says it's a good way of supporting the NHS.
Nice.
But he finds that the £7 meal of a jack of potato, drink and a chocolate bar is irresistible. He says the canteen also kind of satisfies his nostalgia for school dinners, which we don't really have like in our school, but it's very UK thing. He said he'd rather eat in a hospital than go to a restaurant. It's better than Nando's, and the best meal he's eaten was at Great Ormond Street Hospital in central London.
Wow, I must go there.
Yeah, my next trip to London. My kind of equivalent of this, as in like a place that's like kind of crappy food that I desperately want to go back to, is the campus restaurant in NUIG, now called Galway University. It was called the Beelin, and they used to do this like breakfast in the mornings, and I used to get it before like going into the library, you know, for just a long slog. Beelin breakfast, oh my god, it's probably like 1,000 calories. I'd like hide eggs under beans so that I wouldn't have to pay for them. You had to pay like per item. Oh my god, it was so good. And then they had like soup at lunch for €2. So basic and watery.
We did that as well.
Oh, such a comfort.
We used to get chips and rice because it was £1.50. You mean chips and rice, the driest dinner ever.
A two in one.
Yeah, a two in one.
Do you know what I would eat at if it ever had a pop-up shop on the ground? A Ryanair food pop-up. Oh,
now,
lads.
Do you know what? I'm kind of with you.
Those sweaty paninis when they arrive. Absolute gross.
Honestly, it's like they've been in a duvet for the last 7 years.
And if they could create the effect where everything's sort of blown up.
Yes, that would be 100% as well. Like, yeah, I want the yogurt, but the lid of it's like totally protruding.
I want a volcano when I open it.
My thing when I was on Erasmus and I was over and back to Budapest years ago was the disgusting Ryanair chips into the microwave back
I've never had these.
Sweaty as it gets. Loved them. I'd actually go there once a week if they were on the ground.
That's gal. I've never even heard of Ryanair chips, but the panini, chef's kiss. Unbelievable. Perfect. I do miss being in secondary school. It's the only thing I miss about secondary school. And I used to have a little canteen and I used to do cookies and they used to do sausage rolls. And without a doubt, they were the best sausage rolls that you could ever get.
So
the
greasy.
Reason being, they're so greasy, but like, they're also literally the cheapest thing you could get. Yeah. Like, you'd bite into it, be like, it's pure sawdust.
Is that an A4 sheet I'm using?
But so good. Yeah. You get like a pack of cookies, a pack of sausage rolls and like a Mound bar for like €2. I miss that place so much. I actually might go back today.
And that was just your small lunch.
And that was literally that was 11 a.m. little break, yeah. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was telling you, the other day that I was trying to avoid illness, as my boyfriend Jack is really, really run down with like an awful old cold that's going around at the moment. So anyway,
I feel like everyone is sick at the moment.
Oh man,
yeah,
there's something nasty.
Some
doing
dose
the
going around anyway.
So I was saying on yesterday's show, I'm going to have a sanitizing station in the room. I'm going to make sure he sleeps in a sleeping bag so he doesn't touch off me. We're going to sleep top to toe so I don't get his infected breath in my
nasty
face.
Little germs.
Can I remind everyone what I said?
None of that's going to happen.
I said 100% of that will not happen.
And you were 100% correct. None of that happens. Yeah. So far, so good. I did a little test this morning.
What about putting him in the sleeping bag?
Clearly, yeah. But he did do something very unusual this morning. At about 4 o'clock, made a movement in the room. I said, what, are you okay? He said, I need to go for a shower.
And I was like, at 4 o'clock.
He obviously woke up, and you know when it's so congested on your chest and you're a bit miserable with your nose and everything. For some reason, he felt the way to heal himself would be to hop into a hot shower at 4 a.m.
Oh, nice.
What a strange man!
I feel like that would be. I'm up now.
Yeah, but no,
I wouldn't be able to just get back into bed.
I fell back asleep. I didn't even notice him in the shower, to be honest. And then as I left this morning, there he was. I was like, you just went for a shower, Max.
He must have been awake for a while.
Must have been.
I mean, he's losing his mind.
That's what I'm saying. Are you concerned?
He's not well. He needs a doctor.
Should I call it off?
Yeah. call a doctor first.
Get rid. Break up with him.
You're listening to Spin with Emma, David, Aisling.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning.
What's going on?
Big weekend this weekend. Gamerfest coming back to the RDS in Dublin. Happening all across the weekend. We have a tickets giveaway on the show all this week.
Yeah, October 19th and 20th. That's Saturday and Sunday, which is great. It's a massive celebration of all things gaming. From the latest blockbuster releases to the all-time classics in the retro zone, and there's going to be loads of special guests as well.
We've one pair of Gamerfest tickets left to give away, and we also have to do that draw for the upgrade prize of a Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K UHD smart TV and an awesome Trust gaming chair.
Awesome.
Isn't it a shame it's always on the Friday that we smash it? The Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K UHD smart TV.
Yeah, beautiful.
I was so bad at
Could
that.
Do
you should
it
have
nicely.
Heard us on Monday. Mm. The Sony Bravia 65-inch
UCD?
4K. And I think Ash at one point went the ust. And I was like, no, it's UHD.
Declan, we've thrown a song through the 8-bit machine again this morning, and Declan thinks he knows what it is. What are you up to this morning, Declan?
Just on the way to drop the baby to crash.
Oh.
And then I'm heading to work myself.
And what do you do yourself, Declan?
I work in the airport at Aer Lingus.
In the airport with Aer Lingus?
Oh, savage.
I'll see it tomorrow, Declan.
What do you do specifically, Declan, with Aer Lingus? Can I ask you that?
Specifically at the moment, I'm working in the baggage handling department.
Oh, very cool.
Right. Listen to this now, Declan. It's dark green. I'll put a lovely ribbon on it. Will you keep that one safe tomorrow?
Put that first class deck, yeah?
Yeah, no worries. Just send me the tag number tomorrow and I'll look after.
Legend.
Do you know what's funny? I was actually watching when I came out from Spain a few weeks ago. I'd say you're ripped, are you? Not to be inappropriate or anything, but...
Oh, yeah, lifting them heavy cases.
That is inappropriate, Emma, but are you?
No, I'm not.
You're on the phone. You could have just lied.
Yeah. Have you ever thrown out your back?
Not yet, no.
No, that's good.
I'd say you have to really practice.
That wouldn't
like...
be that sexy.
Oh, lovely. Sorry, Declan, sorry.
They are thirsty this morning, Declan. Come here, Declan, have a listen to this 8-bit song.
Deco.
Tune. What do you think, Declan?
Yeah, we went to a Hosier, too sweet.
Let's
Hosier.
Check if you're correct, Deco. Declan, you have bagged yourself your tickets to Gamerfest this weekend in the RDS, and we're about to do that draw really soon for the upgrade prize, so keep your phone on you, all right? And the best of luck.
Oh, well, no, cheers. Thanks very much.
Good luck, Declan. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye. We do have that draw to do now. I'm excited. Who's going to win the big ass telly and the gaming chair? I don't think it can be, sadly. Oh.
Please call it its proper title, the Jai Bloody Gantic TV.
We'll do that next. It's Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
All right, we've been telling you all week, and we have been giving away tickets to Gamerfest, which is happening at the RDS this weekend. You can get your tickets now if you don't have them.
Everybody who's won with us this week has been put into a big, massive draw to win a big, massive telly, a Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K UHD smart TV, as well as that, a Trust gaming chair and two pairs of weekend tickets to Gamerfest with thanks to Pringles. And we got to do that draw now.
Yeah, we had that draw between Amy, Heather, Sarah, Laura and Declan. Who came out on top?
Let's give them a ring.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Emma, David, Aisling here. How are you?
Morning, Sarah. What's great?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. I know we were talking to you earlier in the week. What do you do for work again, Sarah?
Oh, I'm the girl in HR that's going to come and get out to you off.
Very good. Listen, we're just lining up our qualifiers here just for Gamerfest. I know you got the tickets. Are you looking forward to it this weekend?
Yeah, well, my son is going, so I'm going to get him out of the house for a little while, which
brilliant.
Will be good.
Excellent.
That's real. Okay, Sarah, let me just check something here. Oh, Sarah, good news, actually. You've won the upgrade prize.
Oh, my God.
You have just won yourself a Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K Ultra HD Smart TV and that Trust Gaming Chair, plus your 2 weekend tickets to Gamerfest, all thanks to Pringles. Congratulations.
Oh, my God, that's unbelievable.
That's not a bad Friday, is it, Sarah?
How unreal is that?
That's a pretty good start to the day now.
Sarah, that is a big-ass TV.
Yeah.
As a HR person, is that... have we been allowed to say that?
You tell me. You're on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Have you got space on the wall for a massive telly?
Big ass one.
I just actually ordered a big new TV unit, so I think that'll God, fit nicely.
I thought you were going to say TV.
If you didn't say unit there, I was going to lose my life.
Listen, well done, and enjoy. Well, tell your son on us to enjoy Gamerfest this weekend.
Enjoy. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks a million. Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Here we go, ladies.
Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
T-G-I-F.
Looks like rain, Ted.
I-F.
Big fan of that one,
like
Alex.
Like rain, Ted. Looks like rain. He nailed it.
I'm counting them. Do you know the way that I've joined the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know the way that I live with my housemate, Ben?
Yeah, I do.
So the gym, now I'm pretty sure I think me and Ben are a couple. And
that might... It wouldn't be the first.
That might be my fault, to be fair.
Oh, so yesterday, were you helping him work out, doing some sexy moves?
We did go to the gym together last Friday. That was fine, but... We didn't like help each other out. I wasn't spotting them or anything like that.
So, Ben, you just got to move your hips like this.
This is how to play pool.
So you just bring it down a little bit lower in the spot.
So anyway, it was yesterday and I really didn't want to go to the gym yesterday. And I was just like, I know if I text Ben, he'll just make me feel guilty about not going to the gym. So, because he's went this morning. So I was like, I text Ben, I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go to the gym today. I've no interest. I'm feeling wrecked. And he was like, just go, you won't regret it. He was like, you'll regret not going more than you'll regret going.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, fair, right, grand. So I went to the gym, did my workout, came after, and then out I came, and the guy who worked there, he's also called Dave. And Dave was like, geez, you're here every day, like, fair play to you. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I said to him, because he would know Ben as well. And I said, to be fair, I didn't want to come today, but I text Ben and he told me to go. And he went, oh, yeah, well, no, fair play to the two of you. And I was just like, yeah, yeah. I wasn't really thinking much of it. And he was just like, and have you known Ben long? I was like, oh, yeah, I've known him for about a year now. Like, oh, yeah, fair, yeah. And he's lived together now. I was like, yeah, yeah, we live together. And I was like, he was like, and is he enjoying the gym? I was like, oh, he loves it, yeah. And it's just like the hidden.
Such a cute conversation.
Me not thinking at all. And I'm like, anyway, I'll see you later, Dave. Walking out and going, no way, I need to go back and tell him about the girl I'm seeing.
It's fully charged with now.
There's no way of saying this without it sounding like a brag, so I'm just going to go for it. I'm off on my holidays tomorrow.
Ooh.
Woo! Can't wait. So excited. So I'm heading off to Mexico with my boyfriend Alex. And generally the week leading up to holidays, which you find can be kind of stressful, going shopping for bits, getting stuff sorted, cleaning the house. But for some reason this week for me has been largely kind of holiday prep free, because today has been carved out as the day to do everything.
Oh no.
Aisling, that's so last minute.
Give it a couple of days.
I think it's fine. I think it's all good.
You've nothing organised. Nothing.
No.
Have you packed?
No. But right, I'm going tomorrow morning. Right. So today is the day of nothing on today other than pack, clean, water the plants, clean the gaff, say goodbye to Mr. Plops.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to get stuck in, but I'm also a little bit apprehensive because when Alex and I go on holidays, we pretty much always have an argument while we're getting ready to go.
Oh.
Pretty much always.
I thought it would be like there.
I find like packing is a personal job. It's too stressful.
It's very stressful. Yeah, and this is it. It's just both of us are on high dough. We're usually up against the clock because I have left things to the last minute or whatever. And it can kind of vary in scale from like general just tetchiness, like little slightly tetchy remarks back and forth to like a full-blown row. And it never bleeds into the holiday. It's always resolved basically as soon as the last zip is closed and everything fits and is underweight.
And it's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's still just like a bad vibe before your holiday. And we have said we would love for today to be a day of peace, a day of joy in our household.
But are you not prolonging it then? I'd say have it today.
Have it out.
Have it out today.
So you
You'll be all lovey-dovey tomorrow for your holidays.
I'll give you some context as to the things that we bicker about. So here's kind of the list. Putting stuff in each other's bags, bringing unnecessary stuff, the case being overweight, what case we're bringing, what time we should arrive at the airport, what time we should book the air coach for, whether we should get the air coach or a taxi. Mm. I'm team air coach, Alex team taxi, me being late, Alex being too time sensitive, me being on my phone instead of packing, Alex having devices plugged in around the house. Who's going to clean out the fridge? Who's going to bring out the bins? The list goes on.
Oh my God, I can imagine the little swipes, the little comments.
And it won't be all of them every time, but it will be one of them.
Oh, right. God.
Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. But no more. Okay. So they usually kind of bubble up because of the stress. So because we have the whole day and we're putting preventative measures in place, like right now, it's going to be fine.
And also, you're like me. You want to come back to a clean house. Mm. You're adding in like the deepest clean your bloody house has done in 6 months.
I'm getting a toothbrush and I'm scrubbing the corners of the shower.
Not today's job, but we all do it. Yeah.
So unnecessary.
And I'm just thinking like I'd be the dope who'd be like, I know I'm going on a holiday somewhere and I come home with like a 2 litres of milk and put them into the fridge. And I just know that Ash would be there like, oh, for God's sake!
Yeah, we will probably have a fight about what we're having for dinner.
Yeah. Dave rocking in with the chicken thighs.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Okay, so we have a couple of measures in place to prevent this argument, but I would love your help on this. I would love if you guys could help me do a bit of role play in the next few minutes. Maybe you come up with a couple of scenarios.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We can see how I would react normally, and maybe you can guide me in how I should react.
That sounds
quite fun.
This
sounds great.
Yeah.
And everybody can benefit from this.
Exactly.
Especially Alex.
That's so true.
I was telling you there that I'm off on holidays with my boyfriend Alex to Mexico tomorrow, and we haven't really done anything in terms of packing or prep, but today is the day. We've loads of time to get it all sorted. But every time Alex and I go on holidays together, without fail, we have a massive fight in the packing stages, in the leaving for the airport stages. And I turned to him yesterday and I said, let's not do it this year. I was like, are you ready for tomorrow? He was like, oh yeah.
Ding,
like,
ding, ding.
How about we don't? So we're really going to try and be so nice to each other all day today. But inevitably, something will probably come up where our shoulders are going to rise and a row could break out. So I've asked Emma and Dave to help me out with this and draw up a couple of scenarios where I might fall into tetchiness and anger. And then they're going to tell me how I should respond in those scenarios. I told you, a lot of it is to do with packing, bags being overweight, asking can we put stuff in each other's bags. That's generally the main one.
Because famously, Dave and I are saints. Yes. So we're the person to come to for this.
Exactly.
Just real, like, you know, head in our shoulders kind of people.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little bit of role play. Emma, you're going to set up the scenarios and play Alex.
Oh, great. Right? Do I have to do the accent?
Of course.
Oh, please do the accent. That's my favourite thing. So get ready for her Jamaican accent. She will be trying to do an American one. It will sound German, Jamaican, and anything but American.
Jamaican.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to play me and how I would normally react when I'm stressed in these situations.
Right.
And then Dave, you're going to play a sort of like perfect version of me.
The calm
Ashley. Future me, who is going to be calm and reasonable.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm ready.
Okay,
so scenario number one, okay?
Yeah.
Alex's suitcase is full and he's just after realizing he's forgotten a vital item. So he approaches you and says, hey, Aisling, would it be possible if I could squeeze my diffuser for my lovely curly hair into your bag? It'd be awesome for my stress levels if you could help me out with this one. I lost it.
I like the awesome.
Oh, thanks.
That was good.
So what would you do with that situation, Aisling?
I hear this and I'm incensed. I say, are you serious? This actually happens every single time. Do you even realise how many gorgeous holiday tops I've had to nix in order to fit my own stuff in the bag? It literally doesn't even matter what your hair looks like. We're going to be on a windy island half the time. Why can you never fit everything in your bag? Why do you always have to put stuff in my bag?
Right.
Jesus.
That is, yeah. Okay. I'm scared. That's a lot.
Not good?
That's a lot. I was trying to think maybe something a little bit more calmer approach.
Okay.
If that's okay with you. So I was thinking, Alex, I get where you're coming from. And I appreciate your perspective. It's a no for now. But let's revisit this conversation once we're back from Mexico.
I'm into
it's
that.
It's calm, it's collected, it's easy.
I'm not sure if it's that helpful.
I think it could work.
Let's revisit this when we get back from Mexico. I love that. Okay. Help me with a little, do a random line from Alex there to just make this.
Hey, Aisling.
Okay, scenario number two, Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Alex has spotted that you're going to the press where the beach towels are kept.
Oh, yeah.
He hates when you pack your own beach towels because he believes it's a waste of valuable space and weight. So before you even open the door, he starts, "You're kidding me. You're not seriously going to pack a towel this time?"
Can we just get a round of applause for Emma's accent, by the way?
Really, really.
Very, very good.
Say, how many times are we actually going to go through this? I like to bring a towel when I go on holidays. I like my towels. Can you actually just focus on your bag and I'll focus on mine, please? I'm literally not asking you for any space in your bag. So just please let me do what I want in mine.
Oh.
That's awful.
Do you feel powerful? Do you feel...
Yeah, but I also hate myself.
Feel bitchy.
Yeah.
Little bit, yeah.
I have so much more respect for you. I didn't know you had this in you.
I
think I'm going to lose the room here. I think I'm coming across terrible.
I'm a little bit more attracted to you today.
The way he said more.
But I think still we need to come with a much calmer approach.
Hmm.
You know, with the towels and things like that. I think you say, Alex, I understand your point. And I value what you're saying.
Mm.
Let's put a pin in this until we return from Mexico. It's calm, it's collected.
Dave!
You know, it just shows that,
I'm actually coming around to it.
You understand his point of view, but you're still gonna, you know.
As I smooth the towel out into the bag. Let's just talk about this when we get back.
I think it works quite well. Okay, final scenario.
Okay, last one.
All right, here we go. Alex notices, after throwing your clothes around the gaff, that you haven't put anything into your suitcase and you're there sitting on your phone. So he kind of gently prods at you. Hey, maybe we should get this packing done before we go on our phones. So a little kind of slight drive-by there.
This would absolutely send me. No matter what I was doing, I would go onto TikTok, type in Mexico, whip my phone around and say, I'm looking up things to do in Mexico. I'm literally adding restaurants to our list as we speak. I'm making sure we know what we're doing when we're there.
Oh, okay.
Is that not the right thing to do?
I would come from it from this is the day before your holiday. You want to have a nice holiday. I wouldn't be screaming at because he hasn't approached you with screaming. I actually do have help for this one.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a proper answer.
This is a proper answer. Okay. So you start off nice and calm. Alex, I really do hear you. It's good to let him know that you hear him, right? And I've been thinking about what you said. I understand the reasons behind your point of view, and I can see why you might feel that way. I appreciate the effort you've put into sharing your thoughts with me, and it's clear you've given this a lot of consideration. That being said, I think it might be best if we set this aside for now, and we can revisit the conversation when we're back from Mexico.
Well, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Dave is just bringing gaslight vibes.
It's going to be a lot of arguments when she gets back from Mexico.
It's going to be carnage.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Exciting news. A new concert is coming to Dublin that'll give gamers a reason to leave the house and be in the real world.
Emma!
You bitch! Get out of your VR headset and go to the concert.
Go to see real life people.
Yeah, go to a real life world. You know,
oh,
it's exciting.
That's so funny.
It is PlayStation concert. I didn't know that was that fast.
And don't worry, they're not up yet.
It'll debut in April in Dublin. So it's going all across the place, but it's starting here, PlayStation concert. So it's looking at like state of the art live performances. I bet it'll be very orchestral from the likes of God of War, The Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima and loads more as well. So I got a clip, say, from the Horizon franchises. This is kind of, I guess, what you can expect.
Love it.
And I can imagine too, the visuals will be very immersive. I'd say quite a captivating experience
It's a little bit Pirates of the Caribbean.
It is that one. Yeah. And I'm confused about The Last of Us because that seems to be like normal songs rather than anything too orchestral. The soundtrack.
The soundtrack, but the game and the TV show, it's all incredible.
Yeah. And then an idea of kind of the soundtrack for Ghosts of Tsushima.
That sounds like something else.
Got lyrics.
Yeah. That's excellent.
They say it'll blend classical and modern instruments into the whole thing as well. So that's happening next year. But that's not necessarily why I want to bring this up today, because we don't feel as a group that those games are iconic enough to, and the songs and the themes aren't necessarily iconic enough to go ahead with. So we have some suggestions and we've created songs from other consoles. I've stuck with PlayStation.
Yeah, you went with PlayStation. I've decided I'm going to go with Nintendo. Mm. I think it'll be fun to do Nintendo.
And I'm doing a song from a phone game.
Okay, excellent.
Iconic
stuff on the show this morning. Just to say as well, before I started this radio show, I never sang on the radio, but then I was forced to work with Aisling Bonner.
Mm.
So again, I can only apologise for what you're about to hear. The game I have chosen to go from is Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
I always said Crash Bandicoot.
And again, I do think this is pretty iconic, this music.
Oh!
Yeah.
I forgot about this.
Exactly right. So I'm about to take this on. This is my song for Crash Bandicoot.
I'm a little fox. Jumping on the box.
Press X to make me jump on.
Look, Wumpa Fruit. It's over there. They call me Crash Bandy. Not to be mistaken with cute. No, don't call me cute. You big, big flute. I'm proper fit and ripped. See the way that I just flip. A skip, a zip. Look, the crypt.
What have I got?
That was the worst thing you've ever done. I loved every second of it.
I think it was her best.
I love when she rhymed flute with coot. I was a big fan. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
And sorry, ripped and cripped.
Yeah. Mine is going to be nothing. Nowhere close to that.
I was going
to
say the only way on this is up, okay? So Nintendo next, then Aisling's iconic phone game. I just brought you my version of a Crash Bandicoot song. I can only apologise again.
You're not going to play it again.
But now over to yourself, David Aisling.
Yeah, I went for Nintendo. I thought it'd be a good vibe because it's always feel good on Nintendo. So this is the vibe. This is what I'm going for. Hey! So that's the Mario Bros soundtrack in 8-bit form. And I thought, why don't I add some lyrics to this and just have a fun time with it.
I can't wait.
This will not win a Grammy, but maybe a Tony.
That's not how it works.
All right, here we go.
Take it away.
Let's go! Jumping through the mushroom land, got his cap and his shell in his hand. Stomping Goombas, getting coins down the pipes, sure, why not come and join?
Woohoo!
Mario and Luigi off to save the bloody princess once again.
Oh!
She's been taken by Bowser all the way to his castle's den.
Oh no!
He is on the way, making Koopa Troopas flatter, spinning off of their feet. Yoshi's ready and dancing by his side to this 8-bit beat.
Yahoo!
Excellent! Beautiful!
Thank you.
That was great, Dave.
Well done.
Okay. Great timing. Sound effects.
And now for the star.
The iconic phone game.
Here we go. With no further ado, it's Aisling Bonner.
What have we
everybody.
Got?
Oh, guys, no. We got to lower expectations on this quick, fast. So you have done PlayStation, Emma. You've done Nintendo, Dave. I've gone for the iconic realm of phone games. And I've chosen the game Angry Birds. And this is the theme music to Angry Birds.
Oh.
That's fun.
Yeah. Sort of musically, so it was kind of nice for me.
It's very musically.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yes. I can imagine it in Oliver or something.
So if there is an Angry Birds the musical, perhaps this will feature.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. I'm a birdie. I'm an angry little narky little bird. Here's my bestie. He's a birdie. He's a crazy little raving little bird. And we work hard daily, flying through the air from a slingshot built for a birdie. And we fling ourselves no matter when or where, cause we're those angry birds. As I walk up to the sling, I peck, peck, peck. Gonna kill some evil pigs, I tweet, tweet, tweet. Pull the slingshot back, let's kill that pig. Off I zing. Then I hear the crack, just kill that pig with my wing.
I loved it.
Than Ed Asper.
You can totally picture that in a musical.
Yes, so you can.
It's so stupid. I love it.
Also stupid.
Oh God, I'd say the people who are running that concert, that PlayStation concert, are shaking in their boots.
Quaking.
Quaking
in their boots this morning.
Get up, good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Hello, good morning. What's crack?
What's happening?
I had an unbelievable dinner yesterday.
Oh, go on.
I made a McDonald's from home.
Oh.
I made him a chicken sandwich and I had skinny fries.
No, okay, again, you didn't. That's make a lie because you're a vegetarian.
Guys, I made a McChicken sandwich and I had skinny fries.
She had a McTofu.
Yeah.
And she had a McSweet fries.
She probably had a
McSweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Well, I had exactly what would be on a McChicken sandwich. I had the lettuce and the mayo and my breaded corn lump and I had skinny fries.
Corn
but my friend came over and I made
you're
for
a
her.
Corn lump.
new but Instagram bio. Corn lump.
Corn lump.
My friend came over and she's not a vegetarian, but she would be like a person who would eat vegetarian happily, like sometimes or whatever. So anyway, we were eating.
She's
away.
An ally.
Yeah, she's an ally. Not like you. And she was eating. We'd all finished and I was literally like, Alex and I were, who was also a vegetarian, my boyfriend. Oh my God, that was the most amazing thing. And we were both like, Orna, was that not the best burger you've ever had? She was like, well, no. And I was like, actually though, that tastes like real chicken. I was like, that to me, like I would not know if that was
Ashley,
chicken or
you
not.
You haven't eaten chicken in so long, you don't know what it tastes
this
like
is
anymore.
The thing. And I go, don't you think that tastes exactly like chicken? She was like, no, it really doesn't. She's like, it doesn't taste like chicken. Even a little bit.
Oh my God.
And it's crazy because like to me, like that is like sometimes I've actually like almost returned burgers to the kitchen in a restaurant and be like, that's beef.
This has to be.
That is beef. And then my friend who's not vegetarian will taste it and be like, it's so far.
Isn't it mad? Like, I remember before McDonald's did like their McPlants and stuff like that, there was no vegetarian option really for burgers and stuff. I remember my mate Megan is also vegetarian and she really wanted McDonald's, but it wasn't, obviously she was vegetarian so she couldn't have the burger. So she ordered everything on the burger except the actual beef
and the sauce and stuff
tasted the exact same.
Yeah.
The exact same.
As in without the meat.
Even without the meat.
Anyway.
It tasted the exact same.
That's so weird.
I remember biting into it and being like, this is class. It's just like a burger. No meat in it whatsoever.
I'm sitting here with a bowl of porridge. Can we stop talking about McDonald's, please? Yeah. So loud. So unfair as I pick up my berries.
It's Misha Corn Lump.
Becky Hill and Side Effects. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
That's her
morning.
Best, I think. That's her best song.
Really?
So good.
I think it's really good.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's such a bop.
In the club. It's just deadly.
It makes me want to do the running man.
Yeah, that really cool modern dance.
Guys, you're being too happy. I have a terrible story to tell you.
Oh, what? No.
A German town has banned cactus.
Oh, no.
Cacti. Cactuses. Cacti.
Is it cacti?
I think the plural of cactus is cacti. Now, they banned it from the town hall, schools and nurseries. Don't worry, they weren't inside.
Thank God.
They were outside.
Oh.
Obviously, they weren't in the school or in the nursery. But this is all because, and it seems like a bit of a knee-jerk reaction when you make huge change because of one bad thing that happens, like leave the cacti be cacti. Why would you get rid of them all?
In terms of countries where I thought cactuses grew.
Didn't know that Germany would have been the
place.
Neither
did I, yeah.
Thought it would be somewhere
more
hotter.
You're thinking like New Mexico and Nevada and stuff, not
Spain
Germany.
Even, like, maybe, but definitely not Germany.
Maybe it's very South Germany, I don't know. It's all because a man required medical attention. He injured himself on a cactus in a school building. I mean, that's just silly. Why would you go near a cactus? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, schools in Ireland probably have cacti in the
little
in the
tiny
rooms.
Little ones,
So they've called this saying, what was an injury to the adult man's arm could easily have been a serious injury to the face for a small child in the same place. This is from the council. And they said the nature of the injury could not be disclosed due to the need to protect the personal rights. But like,
well,
what could have been? A little poke in the arm?
I'd imagine he got pricked
By one of
the little pricks.
Yeah. They even admit that it seems like a bit knee-jerk. They say even if this order seems adventurous, excessive or ridiculous to some people, it has a serious background of terms of protecting the health of all employees, blah, blah, especially the kids, I suppose they're worried about in that. But again, I think in today's world, we need a bit of nature around. Don't be banning all the cacti.
Yeah.
It's almost like if we were to bring this to Dublin and say, ban all things for fear of injury, uh-huh. we'd lose everything. Because you'd lose Molly Malone, need to go, too many climbing.
Too much climbing, yeah.
That's
okay,
a big step.
Yeah.
That's a big step up there. And, you know, what if one American person falls over? Get rid of her.
If we could all stop touching her boobs, then that would be grand.
That would be grand.
We wouldn't have to climb on her.
True. Or if her boobs were just a bit lower and more realistic.
yeah, let's change that part.
At this stage now, she's been around a while, they'd probably be a bit saggier.
Let's make them a bit more attainable.
Realistic, you know. All the streetlights need to go, because what if you walked into a pole?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, get
really
rid of
bad
all. Injuries. Buskers. Your kids in their little ears. I can walk around the corner.
Emma hates buskers. Pass it on.
I actually love buskers. It hurt me to do that, so you know I'm being obviously sarcastic. Window baskets. What if they fell on your head?
Yeah, there's a good one.
There would be nothing left. And the other thing that I do find quite dangerous, genuinely, this might be a genuine one, is you know those poles for bike lanes? They're awful things.
Poles for bike lanes?
Bike lane
I think that they're more dangerous for cyclists than just leaving them off.
I actually agree with you. Because when there's a car parked up on them and you have to go outside of them and then you have to like
wind
gauge
your way
it
back in
to go
through
back
the
in.
Little... Through the little
but you just
poles.
Shouldn't have a car parked on them.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
that's a perfect world, Ashling Bonner. We don't live in a perfect world. We live in Dublin.
We live in Dublin. And they also chose those horrible coloured poles for the cyclists as well. The red ones. They're mank. Anyway.
I've never been a big fan of the spire. Could poke someone's eye out.
They're very tall.
Let's take it back a few months. We were telling you that we were looking for some new cool people to join us and present their shows here at Spin. And the search, the On Air Talent search, went far and wide to Dundrum's shopping centre. There was mentorship, there was guidance. We discovered that mentor and guide is... Oh, it's producer Callum.
Brilliant. Classic.
Oh, fantastic.
So you who didn't sign up, yeah, good shout.
Okay, we have six people who will be taking over the airwaves over the next many months here at Spin. But up first this Sunday from 9pm is Jade, and we've woken her up early to chat to her this morning.
This is Spin. I need. On air with Jade Bottle.
Good morning, Jade. Welcome to Fully Charged. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. I'm here. A little bit shook, but we're good.
You're shook?
A little bit shook.
Yeah. On your first day in Spin.
A little bit quiet. Let's up that energy a little bit, Jade. It's the morning time. We're on the breakfast show. Let's go.
Are you drinking a Monster?
I am.
Jade's alarm didn't go off this morning, guys.
Jade's in a hoop.
I know. I'm a little bit sweaty, but we're good. So I'm going to stay over here. I put my deodorant on.
What?
So.
Is that what the smell is?
I'm going to shuffle over here.
There's a lovely Ralph Lauren smell over here, Ash.
How did you feel when you realised the time this morning?
I just go straight into denial.
Yeah.
I see the time and I'm like, oh no, it's not. Everything's fine, actually. So that's, I just convinced myself everything's fine to keep the nervous level down. And then normally the sweat normally go down with that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I had a panic attack with sleeping in my first radio gig.
Really?
Yeah. I remember it so well. I was meant to be on air an hour away, 4, 7am, and I woke up an hour away at 20 past 7.
My God.
Oh, God.
I didn't put on socks that day.
I feel like I had it like kind of the same, except for my first radio gig, I had to close the station that night.
Oh, big job.
So, like, I woke up every hour for, I'd say, about 7 weeks thinking, did I press the button? Did I make sure it was all right? Did I make sure the songs were still playing and things like that? It was awful.
And Jade, I got food poisoning and puked all day long after our first day on this show.
Wow. So, God,
I ended up
using
the second day. Yeah. But luckily, you won't need much of an alarm to get up and on air for 9pm on a Sunday.
I don't know, I'm still scared of this girl.
I'm a bit worried.
All right, talk to us. You are one of our finalists for Spin's On Air competition. You're taking to the airwaves for the next 4 weeks. Are you just buzzing?
I am. Like, I'm a little bit of imposter syndrome about radio specifically, because oftentimes I'm like...
I still have that if it helps.
Everybody has that.
Yeah, fair. But no, often I'm like, oh God, can I just do a really good radio impression? Or am I actually just like...
That's good. I like that.
No, you got to be yourself.
I like that though. That's very, very, very good. You're a Gaelgor as well, I hear. And you used to work on Radio Reraw, which is just like Irish... yeah. music station. So you're bringing a little bit of Irish to your own show. Yeah. Sunday's 9 to 10, right?
So there can never be enough Gaeilge, that's what I always
Dead right.
Too right. Are you going to bring Cúpla Focal?
Cúpla Focal. I'm a bit more than Cúpla Focal, I'd say.
Oh, a lawn focal.
A lawn focal.
So galore focal.
Is that better? Focal. Yeah, that's really, really good, actually.
Ain't focal, though. Focal three, focalella. We're allowed to say that, Callum. Stop. You just don't get it.
Yeah, you don't understand, Callum.
Ain't focal, though. Focal three.
Focal three. For
focal's sake. For the sake of focals.
Can we ask you to translate a few sort of radio phrases into Irish for us?
I can try.
So, for example, what would the Irish for the cash machine be?
Oh, cash machine. Mashing Arrogate.
Mashing Arrogate. Yeah, that's fine.
Ooh. Not as catchy, it must be said.
No.
Every time we go to speak on the radio on our show, I wake up and I go, crap, what's this? Where I have to get the girls to tell us what
what's
we're about to do on the radio show. What is the Irish for what's this or what's that?
Cadeh
Seo
or
Cadeh Seo.
Cadeh
Seo. Yeah, perfect. Cadeh, does that work?
What's the Irish for wake up, Dave?
Oh, Douchig Dave.
Douchig Dave.
Yeah, that's alliteration.
That should be his new bloody nickname. Yeah. Douchig Dave.
What's the Irish for shut up, Ash?
I'm not sure about that one.
Doon Seuss.
Doon Seuss. Yeah. Doon the Veil.
Okay,
Doon the
Veil. What about this one for our show? Girly Quiz.
Girly Quiz. Ooh. See, quiz is Tranagesh. So that's one word of the three.
Tranagesh.
Tranagesh. Nicolini. Yeah, Nicolini or Nanyals. They're gals even. Tranagesh Nanyals.
Nanyals.
Tranagesh Nanyals. I really like Nanyals.
That's really fun.
That's
okay,
great.
Good stuff. Another thing is, obviously, when you signed up for all this to get yourself on the air on Spin, you were told you'd have training and mentorship.
Yes.
What you didn't know is that trainer and mentor would be producer Callum.
Boo.
Wee Callum.
Wee Callum.
Wee Callum.
Wee Callum.
When I heard that producer Callum was the trainer, I said, what in the holy baloney is this? The poor sods.
He's very
I'm
good.
I'm only joking. I'm only joking.
He'll be great at giving out to you.
Yeah,
Great
dictatorship.
So intimidating.
Yeah.
Like when I met him first, I was like, this is the scariest man.
No, don't worry. That's just the English in him.
It's definitely the Taylor Swift jumpers and
Winnie the Pooh jumpers. He never laughs. Never smiles.
He's got massive hands.
He's so scary sitting on his little bouncy ball over in the corner.
Do you want to hear a fun fact about producer Callum that you might not know? Producer Callum, this is gospel. Middle name is Thor.
Mm-hmm.
You're joking.
Here's another one. His wallpaper on his phone is Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's
Emma, do you have
it? Here's another one. He has a pet rabbit called Harvey.
Yeah.
Oh, and your WhatsApp picture is even Shrek.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
She knows him already so well.
Okay, well, listen, we wish you the best luck. Obviously, on Sunday, we'll all be listening in. Make sure to check Jade out, her first show on Spin, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Send in your WhatsApps. Give her some support. Good night, Rion Tholat.
Oh, I know what.
Is that good luck?
Yeah.
Ah, well, that.
Douchik, Dave.
Yeah.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. It's 9:30 on a Friday.
Let's do it.
One more tune.
Oh, for God's sake, stop it.
One more tune.
Oh.
One more tune.
Oh, okay. So I see we've gone completely against what I decided last week.
Yeah, we decided we wanted to do something different.
We decided that you are not the boss of us, Dave.
I'm sorry about them.
If we want to sing one more tune, we're going to sing one more tune, okay?
Producer Callum's not in favour of the singing either, but I'd like to remind Producer Callum he doesn't have a microphone that's up right now. And we do.
This is One More Tune. Once a week, myself, Dave and Aisling, we choose a song that we feel is fantastic. And obviously, only one can play in full and launch the weekend on Spin before 10 o'clock. So you need to vote, and please do for your favourite song, okay? This week, I've gone for Stormzy.
Count all my blessings, but heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Been thinking a lot about him this week because he's shifting other people now on the back of the Maya Jama breakup.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's not you.
I can't remember her name. But anyway, he's out shifting on the streets of London. He's back, baby. If you want to hear Stormzy and Crown, it is Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038.
Or how about this?
If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack.
Demi Lovato and Heart Attack. Do you want that to play as the last song of the show? It's Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Or how about this hot and cool track?
Bye, my lover. Bye, my friend.
For God's sake.
You have been the one for me.
Aisling, you picked a James Blunt song last week.
I picked a James Blunt song 2 weeks ago and it didn't win because I wasn't here to give it the full backing that it deserved. Because I bet you guys poo-pooed all over
Not
it.
At all.
Not at all. We actually said that we would nearly sacrifice our own votes and people still didn't want it.
Yeah.
Really? Mm. Well, get ready for the next 3 weeks, guys, because I have left a couple of one more tune suggestions and they're all very much in the same vein. Today, as I'm heading off on my holidays, it's Goodbye, My Lover.
They've both been for really depressing songs.
Yeah, we did actually, didn't
we? Yeah, we did, but at least mine's appropriate. If you'd like to hear it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay, I've gone for Stormzy and Crown. That's Emma in a WhatsApp.
I've gone for Demi Lovato, Heart Attack. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Goodbye, My Lover. Goodbye, my friend.
Aisling, just what on, is the number?
You have been the one.
Aisling, move along.
087-1103. Aisling and WhatsApp.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
For now, I'm here to roast you. What a week it's been. I beat some bearded men in a pinball tournament. The Christmas lights have been going up in town.
Woo.
And Aisling will be in the airport ready for a holiday in less than 24 hours.
2 weeks, though, Aisling. Woo!
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. On the show this week, we invented a brand new model of television.
If you want to win yourself a jai bloody enormous telly,
it's a UHD jai bloody enormous.
It's the Sony jai bloody enormous.
I want to go into Harvey Norman and ask for one of those.
The
Sony jai bloody enormous.
Why don't they name them cool things?
I know.
Yeah. I know.
Like the monster TV.
Yeah. What's the Bravia? Would you stop?
Yeah, sure.
I saw a 98-inch TV yesterday.
Oh,
it was massive. Venom was popping in and out of the show this week, but he had a few technical difficulties.
Okay, have a listen to this clip. This is clue number one of two.
He's at Chaperone tonight.
Wrong competition.
Whoopsies.
I liked that.
It's time to take a moment and pause for 11 seconds to appreciate Aisling's father.
Get you our Northern Lights glasses. The Aurora Balearics on view tonight. Get your Northern Lights glasses. 3 for 5.
Billy Bonner.
And what makes it even better, he's stuck toilet roll tubes to his eyes and fashioned them as viewing goggles to see the Northern Lights.
I know he's got no phone, but he needs a TikTok account. He needs an Instagram account.
I know. I might set one up while I'm on holidays for him.
Enjoy your holidays.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And finally, Emma's driving people who play video games away from our show thanks to this comment.
You're so mean. A new concert is coming to Dublin that'll give gamers a reason to leave the house and be in the real world.
Emma!
It was such a drive-by.
It was one of the harshest things you've ever said.
Yeah. So good.
So it wasn't the clip that you thought it was. You thought I was going to be playing Emma singing. No one needs to hear that. I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Very good.
You told me it was good. Right, it's your last chance to vote.
Count all my blessings.
Would you like to hear Stormzy and Crown on your radio in the next few minutes? Well, Emma in a WhatsApp right now, please, if so.
Or how about this one? Demi Lovato and Heart Attack. That could play as the last song of the show if you text Dave and WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
We all know there's only one way to launch the weekend. It's with this.
Goodbye, my lover.
Gets to be depressed.
Goodbye, my friend.
Guys, I think I've no votes. Please vote for me. Aisling in a WhatsApp if you want to hear some James Blunt this morning. 087-711-1038.
Are you going to stick to your guns now and keep picking James Blunt for the next
few weeks? Absolutely, they're locked in.
Time for the results of one more tune.
You wouldn't see it, but me and Ash were doing the dance to that.
We
looked great.
Dance.
You have been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Crown by Stormzy. Dave went for Heart Attack. Demi Lovato. Aisling went for Goodbye, My Lover by James Blunt. I can tell you, Aisling, you finished last with 10% of the vote.
Oh, you had a vote, though. Congrats.
Don't worry, guys. There's two James Blunt songs coming in the next 2 weeks while I'm
absolute
away.
Stinker. Emma came second, and Dave stormed it with 70%.
Wow. 70%.
So here comes Demi Lovato to close the show.
Look
all right,
that.
Aisling, have a great time in Mexico.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, bring us back something nice.
Gonna miss you.
Something illegal.
I will. Bring you back some maracas.
Do. We're back here when you wake up Monday. More chances qualified to get yourself to Hits Radio Live.
Woo.
Michaela next. Enjoy your weekend.
Good luck.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.